Do you even know who your insurance company is? Do you still have full coverage on that 74 Impala that's worth less than your deductible? Are you getting the best insurance value in these tough economic times? Call James Enright at 303-422-6900. 303-422-6900. Let James help you stretch your insurance dollar and help him support Christian radio. All the headlines you read, don't need them service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyard, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. There is a letter on the internet. We've printed off here at Bob Inyard Live, and you could send it to Barack Obama. And it's written by the president of the Abortion Breast Cancer Coalition, Karen Malik. And what a powerful letter this is. And to talk through it with us, we've got Karen Malik on the line. Karen, welcome back to Bob Inyard Live.
Well, I'm just really thankful that you've got me back on the program today so that we can talk about this letter and the findings from this new study.
Yeah, this is exciting because, Karen, there have been quite a few people, but a subset of the American public, who have been aware of the research that there's a link between abortion and breast cancer. And now one of the enemies, one of the people who've been trying to suppress that, has come forward with an admission in a new study. And so could you help me, and we'll talk through this with the audience, and then we'll tell them how to find the letter, and they could actually sign this and send it off to the White House.
Yeah, I'd also like them to send it to their representatives in Congress. There are two senators and their congressman or congresswoman.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So let's talk first about the issue and then how people could find the letter.
Okay, well, we had this study that came out in April of 2009 that came to our attention late last year. And this is a study led by Jessica Dahl of the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center out in Seattle. And this team has done a number of studies on the abortion breast cancer link. But in this case, there was a researcher from the National Cancer Institute who happens to be a branch chief there at the U.S. National Cancer Institute. Her name is Louise Brinton, and Louise Brinton participated as a co-author in this paper. And this is significant because the study found a statistically significant increased risk of 40% for women who have abortions. And they were unequivocal about their findings. They said, and no ifs, ands, or buts about it, they said that induced abortion and use of oral contraceptives were associated with increased breast cancer risk.
Now,
and the other half of their findings are that the association between using the pill, oral contraceptives, and breast cancer was just stunning, because we're talking about a particularly nasty form of breast cancer that women get when they use the birth control pill.
It's called TNBC, triple negative breast cancer.
Yes,
and
triple negative.
It's especially aggressive, and it's treatment resistant.
Yes.
And the correlation they found between women who use oral contraceptives, like the pill, and women who come down with triple negative breast cancer was startling, the correlation and the dramatically increased risk.
Well, for women who start using the pill before age 18, they multiply their risk of triple negative breast cancer, which has a high mortality rate. They multiply their risk by 3.7 times. And recent users of the pill within the last 1 to 5 years multiply their risk of triple negative breast cancer by 4.2 times.
So that doesn't mean 3% or 4%.
Right.
You're talking about three times as high, four times as high the risk. And we know that breast cancer is epidemic. So when That's you right. are so dramatically increasing your risk for breast cancer, and the fact that Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry and our government, for the most part, they've been complicit in not warning women about this.
Well, yes, and the study came out in April last year, so it's 10 months old, and still no nationwide warnings. There should be nationwide warnings about this because a lot of women are at risk.
Now,
and
this
a lot of
go ahead.
A lot of women are using the pill, and we have a lot of teenagers who are being put on the pill for irregular menstrual periods, for acne, and for menstrual pain during the most cancer susceptible time of their lives, which is before the birth of a first child. That's when the breasts are the most cancer susceptible. That's what the research is showing.
Right. Now, this Dr. Louise Britton, what's interesting is that she is the one who organized the conference at the National Cancer Institute a few years back, where they denied that there is any link between abortion and breast cancer.
That's right.
She really is the leading authority in the nation, because she did this for the NCI, where they said there is no link. Now, the fact that she is a co-author on this study that unequivocally says there is a link between induced abortion and breast cancer, unequivocally, I mean, this is extraordinary, and yet the mainstream media, they have done such a disservice in that not only have they refused to report all along, and then they quote the National Cancer Institute's opinion to defend their refusal to report, but now they don't report this development.
That's right, and they will report studies that show no link between abortion and breast cancer. They'll put it on the front page above the fold, and it'll be nationwide news. But when studies come out showing that abortion raises risk, and there are far, far more studies that
study after study after study after study in university after university in America and Europe around the world, there is a mountain of scientific evidence. And now the lead authority, who said there was no evidence, has now co-authored a study that said, yes, abortion is a risk factor for breast cancer.
That's right. And so, and we have now a total of 3 studies alone for last year, just for last year, from different parts of the world. We have this U.S. study, which was conducted in the Seattle area. Plus, we have studies from Turkey and China that came out last year reporting statistically significant increased risks for women who have abortions. And for the Turkish study, it was a 66% increase in risk. And they did say in that Turkish study, by the way, which is available online, that most of the epidemiological studies that have been conducted on the abortion breast cancer link report risk increases for women who have abortions. It's there in a medical journal. And the Chinese study found a statistically significant 17% increase in risk for women in northeastern China who have abortions.
And China, of course, if there was a bias in the study, it would be a bias toward defending abortion, because they have even forced abortion in that country. So they produced a study which came out with a bias that is against their self-interest.
That's right. That's a good point.
So that is very significant for the Chinese to come out with a study that warns women about abortion. And Karen, I always like to point out for the audience that this is a secondary issue. The main issue is that a child is being murdered. A child made in God's image and likeness is being dismembered in its mother's womb.
Well, they're getting 2 for the price of 1. These are population controllers that aggressively promote abortion in our country, and they're very wealthy men and women that are pouring their fortunes into organizations like Planned Parenthood and these other organizations that aggressively promote abortion and also hormonal contraceptive use. And I'd also like to point out that when a woman goes in for an abortion, very, very frequently, Planned Parenthood will give the woman oral contraceptives after the abortion. And so now her risk has been raised because of the abortion. She's put on the pill, and her risk is raised even further with the pill. And, of course, the pill now puts women at risk for triple-negative breast cancer. And triple-negative breast cancer occurs most frequently in women under the age of 50 and African-American women.
Mm. And African-American women, we know from so many studies, are vastly overrepresented as clients, customers of Planned Parenthood. And so Planned Parenthood will do 1, 2, 3 abortions on many, as in tens of thousands, 100,000 African-American women in inner cities, give them multiple abortions and give them oral contraception, lie to them, withhold the truth. Not only are they killing their child, but they're putting themselves at tremendous risk for breast cancer. And then lo and behold, these women suffer even the most aggressive form of breast cancer.
Well, and when African-American women get breast cancer, it tends to be aggressive, and they have a much lower survival rate than do Caucasian women. And however, I do want to point out that there is good news, too. For the woman who is careful to go and get her mammograms on a regular basis when her doctor has advised her to do so, if they detect a breast cancer at a very early stage, when it's stage zero, when it's an in situ breast cancer, stage zero, her survival rate is 97% or better.
Mm.
Now, so I would encourage women at risk, if you've had an abortion or you've been on the pill, be sure to get mammograms on the schedule that your doctor has given you, because it may save your life.
And you know what's so wild about that? Karen Malik, Karen's the president of the Coalition on Abortion Breast Cancer, and their website, abortionbreastcancer.com, is filled with scientific research, fascinating information. It's interesting that the Obama administration just recently announced that they want to discourage women from getting screened for breast cancer for a whole decade. They want women to wait 10 years longer. And there was such an outcry against that. And we have to wonder, is this part of the whole government health care reform where the government is going to save money on our health care? And so, oh, you don't need to get screened. Get screened 10 years later than you would, because now we're going to be paying for this.
Well, this is what I object to personally. When the government gets involved in health care, then health care becomes politicized.
Right.
And if there's any medical procedure that is heavily politicized, it is abortion. And oral contraceptives follow very, very close with that.
Yeah. Now, could we take a moment to describe to the audience a couple things? One, I'd like to know if you're aware whether or not, as we look around the world, do we see that breast cancer rates tend to go up where there's more abortion? And then I want to ask you, why would there be a link between abortion and breast cancer? But first, Karen, are you familiar? What happens when we look at countries around the world?
Well, there was actually a study done in 2007, and this was a man who was trained as a statistician and an insurance actuary. So he did a little bit different type of study where he was looking at the populations in different countries as a whole. And he was able to show when he did his study on 8 European countries, he was able to show that abortion was the best predictor of future breast cancer rates. By using abortion rates in the countries that he examined, and these were countries that included England, Wales, Scotland, Ireland, also some of the Western European countries on the mainland. And he was able to show that by plugging into his mathematical model the abortion rates for these countries, he could successfully predict future breast cancer rates for those countries. And he showed in his research paper for the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons in 2007 that he successfully predicted future breast cancer rates for England and Wales for the years 2003 and 2004 with nearly 100% accuracy by using the abortion rate primarily, and secondarily, he used the fertility rate. And, of course, abortion also impacts the fertility rate as well.
Right.
And as a result, he found that abortion was the best predictor of future breast cancer rates. And he put out an article after he published in the medical journal. He put out an article in a professional magazine for insurance professionals. And this article concerned his research, and he said, "We need to start preparing here in Great Britain for the future, setting aside our reserves so that we will have the funds to pay for the increased number of breast cancer cases, because by 2030, the increase in breast cancer will be 50%.
Oh, my.
That's just Great Britain.
This is just devastating, of course. And while this evidence is literally filling shelves of scientific study after study after study from around the world, you have groups like the Komen Breast Cancer Foundation, which is in complete denial. They have an ideological commitment to killing children in the womb. They're close friends with Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood takes in hundreds of millions of dollars, and you have the Komen Foundation raising money for research on breast cancer, and they're donating money to Planned Parenthood. Karen Malik, I'm a member of Colorado Right to Life. Some of our board members met with Colorado Komen Race for the Cure officials, and they gave specific evidence. In fact, we have a mutual friend, Dr. Joel Brind, endocrinologist. He was in the meeting. A former Komen medical research analyst, Eve Sanchez Silver, she was in the meeting. She was explaining to the Komen officials that she resigned from Komen because the organization denies the scientific studies showing the link between abortion and breast cancer, and they were so uninterested, they just didn't care. And we had a nurse practitioner there, Lolita Hanks, and she is urging them, you say you care about women's health, just this simple connection, and you deny this.
That's a good point. And their founder, as a matter of fact, some years ago, was on the advisory board for Planned Parenthood of North Texas.
The founder of Komen Breast Cancer Foundation.
Yes. And in Indiana, the president of the state organization for Komen there in Indianapolis was from Planned Parenthood.
Mm.
She had previously worked there. So lots of associations that we've found in the cancer establishment between these cancer groups, the leadership of these cancer groups, and Planned Parenthood, NARAL, National Abortion Rights Action League, and the ACLU.
Well, it's like this in other areas, too. Planned Parenthood, because hundreds of millions of dollars pass through their hands. And so they end up with, for example, they'll offer cushy jobs or high-paying board positions or public relations positions to the wives of county judges, city judges, or state Supreme Court judges, the judges' wives, you'll find out, will be on the board of Planned Parenthood. And this is systematic. They make efforts like this across the country to infiltrate, and so that their holy grail of child killing will be secure from criticism by the very groups that should be seeing the harmful effects of killing a child in his mother's womb.
That's a shame. It's diabolical.
Karen Malik, then, could you help us understand, why is it that there would be a link between abortion and breast cancer? What's with that? Why is the body designed in such a way that killing the baby in the womb would affect a woman later?
Well, I want to say, first of all, that scientists do not challenge us on the reasons, the biological reasons for an abortion breast cancer link. They agree that it makes good biological sense. Nobody has ever even attempted to refute the biological reasons for an abortion breast cancer link. Every woman who has ever been pregnant, or I should say carried a normal pregnancy, a hormonally normal pregnancy, knows that one of the first signs of pregnancy is that the breasts are growing. They're getting sore. They're getting tender. And that's because of the fact that pregnancy hormones are becoming elevated in the woman's body soon after conception. And most of what is affecting the growth of the breasts is the hormone estrogen. And that the estrogen and other pregnancy hormones are making the breasts grow by causing the woman's breast lobules to multiply. Now, a lobule is a milk duct with milk-producing glands.
Right, and a gland is a cluster of cells, basically. And so the design is that when a mom, when she's pregnant, when she becomes a mom, she's pregnant, then her body prepares to produce milk, and so those glands grow, those cells multiply.
They start multiplying because what she has in the way of her lobules in her breast before she has a first full-term pregnancy, before she even gets pregnant, the period of time between puberty and when she has that first pregnancy, nearly all of her breast lobules are cancer-susceptible type 1 and 2 lobules.
Cancer-susceptible. So when I've seen on feminist websites, on I think I've even seen it on Planned Parenthood's website, that after puberty, a young woman's body is fully mature, that's not true.
That's not true.
Because the breasts are not mature until after a first pregnancy.
That's right. Microscopically, the breasts are not fully mature. They do not become fully mature and cancer resistant until the woman has a first full term pregnancy.
And
I have to underline that, full term pregnancy.
Full term pregnancy. In anatomy textbooks, biology, reproductive biology textbooks that deal with this issue will say exactly what you're saying. It's not
That's
as though
right.
this is controversial.
That's right.
This is known science. And so when a Planned Parenthood website will put out information like that, they're part of the problem of false information and deception that lead women to think, oh, this is fine. No problem here for me to kill my child. But okay, so before a full-term pregnancy, a woman has mostly type 1 and type 2 lobules?
Lobules. And this is where up to 97%, 95 to 97% of all breast cancers are known to arise in the type 1 and type 2 lobules.
They're very immature.
Hmm. They're very immature, and they are cancer susceptible. And as a matter of fact, there is a paper that was published last year that pointed out that when the bomb was dropped, the atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the only women that went on to develop breast cancer were the women who were childless at the time that they were exposed to radiation.
Wow.
The women who had had full-term pregnancies and had gone on to breastfeed their children, those women were the most cancer-resistant and did not go on to develop breast cancer.
And we
so
know
this is a very this is the worst time in a woman's life to be exposed to a cancer-causing substance.
Carcinogens. And we know it's also not disputed that when a woman carries a baby full term, then that is a protective factor against breast cancer. Even the National Cancer Institute, they admit that.
And the reason for that is because during the last months of a first full term pregnancy, the baby is making hormones. Human placental, HPL, human placental lactogen, and the HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin. The baby is making these other hormones that are stimulating the mother's breast to mature into permanently cancer-resistant breast lobules. So that by the end of a first full-term pregnancy, 85% of these lobules now are permanently cancer-resistant.
Instead of being 95% type 1 and type 2, you have 85%, which are what types?
You have 85% permanently cancer-resistant lobules. They are type 4 at the end of a first full-term pregnancy. Mm. Then after the mother weans the baby, they regress to type 3, but the type 3s then are cancer-resistant.
Also.
Yes, they're genetically cancer-resistant. Mm. What happens is that when the woman gets pregnant now, if she's carrying a normal pregnancy, then her pregnancy hormones go up. They stimulate these cancer-susceptible type 1 and 2 lobules to multiply. That's why there's breast growth and the breast double in volume by mid-second trimester. Mm-hmm. And so she's growing more places in her breast for cancers to start.
Right.
In the first months of pregnancy.
And so then if there is an induced abortion, what a tragedy, what happens.
Yes.
Now, Karen, we're just simply out of time.
Okay.
But this has been very enlightening, and the letter, people can find the letter at your website, abortionbreastcancer.com.
If they go to our January 25th press release,
January
they
25th
can get the letter.
Press release. And also, it's atop KGov, KGOV.com. Your letter's right at the top of KGov. They could download it from there. And so, Karen, your website is abortionbreastcancer.com. Thank you for this fight. You guys are amazing. And we're going to win this battle because the truth wins out eventually. So God bless you, Karen Malik.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And that's abortionbreastcancer.com, our website, kgov.com. Maranatha, what a great school.